Welcome to The Good Goddess Show, a weekly podcast for women who are fed up, are feeling bloated and tired. I'm your host, Kezia Hall, holistic nutritionist and all-around health geek. Let's dive in to the show. Welcome to episode 82 of The Gut Goddess Show. And this week we are talking about what do you do when you're stuck and you feel like nothing is working. So that is what I'm going to be diving into. And I've got some juicy things to share with you. But before we head on into that in the show, a couple of things. And I thought I would just do a bit of an update. I've not really had much of a chat with you guys, it feels like, for a while. But the first thing is, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while and you haven't completed the Gut Goddess quiz, then head over and do that. You can do that at supernaturallyhealthy.org/quiz. Go to the show notes, which you'll find on the blog, on my website. If you're on Instagram, it'll be the link in my profile. If you're on Facebook, it'll be at the header of my Facebook page. Click on that. All roads lead to the quiz. Do the quiz. That's a really great place to start. And to get that clarity and a clear plan of action of what is going on with your body and what you can do about it. Otherwise, I have just gotten back from a week's holiday. And as you can tell, I've got a cold again. So I think I'm going to go and listen to my How to Boost Your Immune System podcast again. But no, as I talk about in the episode, actually, I just need to kind of reassess some things. My body is obviously telling me I'm doing a bit too much. And that's what these symptoms, all symptoms that we have, we can often frame them as being really negative and bad and want them to go away, or we can look at them as being messages. So me getting a cold again is just another message that my body is trying to tell me something really important, is trying to clear out things. There's a real cleansing. I always feel like at this time of year, September, October, November, always feels like a really strong cleansing time. I think it's part of the season change. Obviously, there's something in my body that just lets go of things every year. There's just a lot of kind of movement emotionally and physically. So I've been doing that. And then we were at a wedding at the weekend where I was, I suppose, officiating the wedding. So, you know, I might have a new business on my hand, guys. I could be Kezia Hall, wedding officiant or celebrant. I don't even know what it is because I'm not like a reverend. Anyway, it was really, really fun. And I am just doing my Beat the Bloat challenge. And this week, as you're listening to this, as it comes out on a Wednesday, I will actually be opening the doors for the next round of my Nourish group coaching program. So Nourish used to be a membership, and I've recently transitioned it to a 4-month small group coaching program where we work together privately. So you get your one-to-one consultation with me. But over the 4 months, we work together in a small group, probably around 5 to 6 other women, where you implement your personalized plan of action that's really focused and tailored on to meet your goals, whilst also being in this like-minded community where you get the accountability, the teaching, the support, the expertise over the 4 months. So I've really, really created this to be a more affordable option than my private one-to-one program, which is over 4 months. So this is a fraction of the cost of that. And it also means you get the best of both. You get a one-to-one consultation with me, and you get that community, accountability, support over the 4 months so that you don't get off track, so that you don't end up self-sabotaging, and that you can see real, real progress. So I'm opening the doors to that until the 28th. So Sunday the 28th. Or 27th. I'm opening the doors to that. So if you're interested and you're listening to this in real time, make sure you head over to my website, get in touch. There's only a limited number of spaces because this is a really personalized, I get to know everyone well. I take everyone's health history. I give them personalized action plans, personalized cleanse plans, personalized supplement, nutritional plans over the 4 months. So I only take a limited number of women. If you want to do this, if you've been wanting to work with me for a while and you've just not felt ready to, you've not really felt like you've maybe had the finances, this is for you. It really, really is. I know I can help you. So head over to supernaturallyhealthy.org/nourish and message me. Just get in touch to find out if it's the right fit for you, if you want to know more. I'd love to have you in the program. It's over 4 months. So we're going to run from October right through to the start of March, which means I can help keep you accountable and support you through that crazy festive season, because I cannot tell you how many times I've had clients tell me that they enjoyed their Christmas, but that period of eating more sugar and more alcohol has basically just continued until like April. Like, it's almost like they went off track and started eating more kind of poorer food, more sugar, more alcohol, more caffeine over Christmas. And then it just didn't stop for like half the year. If that's you, join me in Nourish. I'm going to ensure that you enjoy your Christmas, that you eat the foods you want to eat, that you have fun, but that in January you feel empowered to eat foods that are going to nourish and heal you and fuel you for the 2020 that you really dream of. Okay, so let's get on with today's show. I'm super excited about Nourish, but let's get on with this episode. So this week we're talking about when you're stuck and when nothing feels like it's working. These two phrases are something I chat a lot with my clients. In the first session with me, they'll often come to me and be like, just nothing seems to work. I've tried everything. I feel so stuck and overwhelmed. With the women I message on Instagram, at the moment I'm doing my Beat the Bloat challenge. And so that's been a recurring theme, is that people just feel a little bit trapped, feel discouraged, and that they've tried lots of things, but nothing seems to work. So this week on the podcast, I want to talk through a little bit more of the mindset and these kind of bigger picture ideas. I know mostly on the podcast, I like to have quite strategic, practical kind of action plans. Like I tried to chat to you like I would do a client, in terms of, okay, here's a clear plan of action. Here's what could be going on. But this week, I want to look at this from a feeling perspective and from a mindset perspective. So we are going to have a dive into it, because I know for myself, like, this isn't just about the clients I work with or the people I talk to, but I have felt totally stuck and felt like nothing's worked when it comes to my own health. You know, and I was like pooping my pants all the time and feeling like I had gone wheat free, I'd gone gluten free, I was dairy free. Like, why was that still happening? I was super stuck, and I felt like, I think, you know, I had taken probiotics, so why was I having digestive issues? Or I had introduced sauerkraut, so why was there still a problem? It's just really frustrating. Wherever you're at, whether it's kind of digestive issues or maybe it's with your fertility. I also chat with women a lot that are really trying to eat well. They are doing acupuncture and reflexology. They're charting their cycles and they're still not able to get pregnant. Or people with chronic fatigue syndrome and they are pacing their energy. They are trying to eat really well, rest and meditate and go to these other complementary kind of practitioners and all of this stuff to try and help. But they're still really fatigued and not seeing the improvement they want to see, which is really discouraging. So if you're in that place, I see you, I hear you, you're not alone. But there thankfully is some stuff that you can do. And what I want to do today is more just kind of ask you some questions. Like, I'm imagining that you are sitting in front of me right now and you've just told me, Kezia, I just feel really stuck. I've tried a lot of things, I've put a lot of effort in, and nothing seems to be working. I don't seem to be making the progress that I want, and despite my efforts, and it's just, I'm fed up, I'm frustrated, and I really want to beat the bloat or sort out my PCOS or get my energy back or lose that excess weight. I really, really want those things, but it's not happening. It's not happening for me, and I don't know why. I'm imagining that you're right here in front of me. And these are the things that I would ask you without knowing kind of more information about your health history. So, but before we dive into that, I just want to give you a couple of examples of cases I've seen of this recently. And one was with a client who all in all was eating pretty well. She had a good amount of knowledge when it came to what foods worked for her. She had lots of really good healthful practices in her life that were supporting her health. But she was really stuck around this one habit that she just could not shift. And that was, every night after dinner, she would sit with a bar of chocolate and just eat the whole bar of chocolate. Every night, without fail, the whole bar, she wouldn't share it. And it was starting to really annoy her, because she knew, she kind of felt stuck. She felt like she was addicted to this, like she couldn't stop this habit. She knew she didn't want to be having this chocolate bar. Sorry, it wasn't dark chocolate. It was like a milk chocolate bar and a big one. It was like one of these ones to share, but there was no sharing going on. And she, this habit was really getting her down, making her feel like she was a failure. Or another client I had some time ago actually was feeling really stuck. She felt like she'd tried everything. She came to me, she was taking supplements, she was eating well, she was making sure she got enough sleep, but she was doing a lot of exercise, like a lot of intense exercise, 5 or 6 times a week, pushing it hard, and had done that for a long time. And she was just feeling really, really stuck because she was thinking this exercise was really good for her, that she, it was actually really beneficial, that it was really awesome to do, but she wasn't getting to where she wanted to be. And it didn't, like, all the food changes, all the things, just nothing seemed to be working. So what do you do if you're in this position? Well, number one, the first question I would ask you is, are you being honest? Is it true that nothing seems to work? Meaning, because often when people say nothing seems to work, they're implying they've tried everything. Is that true? And have you tried things properly? Because here's what I mean. Often people will be like, Kezia, I've tried everything. And I'll be like, oh, have you tried ditching dairy because you have eczema and loose stools and IBS? They'll be like, yeah, it didn't work. But when I ask a few more questions, it turns out they ditched dairy for about 3 or 4 days, but they still kind of had a bit of dairy and like milk in their tea and coffee and a bit of cheese and butter. And they maybe did it half-heartedly for about a week. Well, that's not going to cut it. That's not long enough for your body to respond and to react. So that won't have worked. Or another thing is, in terms of, are you being honest? In terms of nothing seems to be working, have you tried the basics? Have you gone and listened to your body, taken a bit of time and just gone, what does my body need? If you just literally take 2 minutes now to close your eyes, take a deep breath and breathe out and just ask yourself inwardly, in your mind's eye, in your inner self, what do I need? Your body is really wise and it will probably tell you. It might tell you you need less stress. You need more sleep. It might tell you need to exercise less. It might tell you need less sugar, less caffeine, less alcohol. It might tell you that you need to have a proper breakfast. It might tell you that toast isn't enough in the morning. Really listen in. You have a lot of wisdom in your body and chances are you're ignoring it. Chances are you're saying nothing seems to work, but really that little voice in the inside that's saying, well, I'm not too sure those 2 cups of coffee are helping. You're ignoring it. Or you're like, nothing seems to work. I'm really stuck. I'm so frustrated. But that little, there's a part of you that knows having that latte with all that cow's milk isn't doing you the most good. Or having that chocolate bar in the afternoon or those biscuits in the meeting are actually kind of sabotaging the rest of your day. This isn't about following rules. This is about listening to your intuition. This is about intuitively honoring your body and honoring the wisdom within you of what your body needs. So, for example, it would be so easy to just be like, nothing seems to work, and kind of blame other people, blame circumstances, blame your busyness, blame your finances, blame the latest diet or program that you've put yourself through, when actually it's really around, did you honor and listen to your body to begin with? And are you being honest? Is it true that nothing seems to work? Or really, is what you're really saying, you can't seem to stick and follow anything through? Because that could be the case. Now, it's not for everyone. Some of you might be like, no, literally, Kezia, I've done all those things and nothing seems to work. I have followed them to the T. I've done the elimination diet. I've done the meditation. I've done that. That's totally okay. And well, the next steps will help you. But just, there's a little bit of tough love. I know that I can really easily fool myself into thinking, yeah, I'm not having any sugar, when really I'm having quite a lot of chocolate in the day. Or I can fool myself into thinking, no, I'm not stressed. No, I'm not stressed at all. But I'm going to bed late every night, waking up early to work. I'm in that kind of adrenaline wired mode all day. And emotionally, I might feel fine, but my body is stressed. That's been the case for me recently. So as you can hear from me recording, I've got a cold again. A couple of weeks ago, I had the flu that kind of knocked me out for a week. Before that, I had a snots for probably about 10 days. Then I got the flu. Then I was okay for a week. I went away last week on holiday, climbed maybe a few too many mountains, and then had a wedding that I was a part of that was brilliant and beautiful, but also quite busy with travel and tiny babies and those kind of things. So I've ended up with a cold again. And it's because my body has been stressed out. There's just been too much going on. And actually, I need to be honest with myself and not, and say, actually, have I been putting too much on my plate? Because my body is telling me it's stressed through getting a cold, through all these things. Have I really been nourishing myself with the most healing and beneficial foods? Probably not, because when you travel, I'd eat pretty well, but at weddings, there's always a bit more alcohol and probably more late nights than what my body needs. And I've just been realizing that my schedule is actually quite full. You know, I try and run a business. I see clients trying to grow it. I have a small child who's one. I don't have that much childcare in place in terms of nursery. He only does 2 mornings a week. We have a couple of other life things going on. I'm still going through my therapy every week, which takes quite a lot out of me, and processing different things and still recovering in a way from having a baby and all of that ensues. And it's actually, my body is telling me it's a lot. So if I'm being honest, then actually it's not for me right now. It's not that I'm stuck. It's not that anything and nothing is working. It's actually about more me going, okay, let's be honest with myself. So I'd really encourage you, be honest. Number one. Okay, the next thing is, a next question you want to ask yourself, if you're feeling stuck and nothing seems to be working, is, are you being strategic? Well, it's kind of 2 questions. The first question being, are you being strategic? Or are you doing what I see a lot of people doing and just randomly stabbing in the dark, taking random supplements that you've read about on blogs, eating random things, cutting things out 1 week, introducing them another week, and then another week doing another elimination diet. And then actually, no, I'm going to be vegan. No, I'm going to be paleo. No, I'm going to start GAPS. You do GAPS diet for 3 weeks. Then you move on to paleo diet. Then you move on to vegan diet. Are you being strategic, or are you stabbing wildly in the dark, hoping to find an answer? Because I often find a lot of clients, by the time they come to me, they have stabbed in the dark for a long time, gotten nowhere, seen very little results, get so frustrated and are so exhausted that they finally get to the point they're like, you know what? I'm going to pay to work with someone who is a professional at this so I can have a personalized and strategic approach. For me, I stabbed in the dark for years and years, and it really slowed my progress. Because I've seen with clients, if I can work with clients over 4 months, I see them make phenomenal shifts and changes in 4 months' time. Changes that took me maybe 5 years to make while I was struggling and fanning on all on my own. There's so much power in being strategic. Just randomly taking B12 because you read somewhere that's helpful might be helpful to you. But if there's no strategy behind it, you're just going to be exhausting yourself with all of these different things that maybe aren't getting you anywhere. So are you being strategic, or are you wildly flapping around, trying different things with no real strategy, with no real rationale? Think why, like, so if you don't have, I don't know, eat nightshades, why? Is there a rationale behind that? Is there a rationale to you not eating meat? Is there a rationale to you not eating gluten? Is it strategic? Is it wise? Is there a reason? Is it a part of a bigger, strategic, thought-out, evidence-based approach? Or are you just randomly clutching at straws because you're not really willing to invest in yourself and you don't really think you're worth getting the professional help, so you're just doing a half-assed job? I know that sounds a bit harsh, but that's my experience with what it was like for me, and it's what I see with women a lot of the time. The next thing is, are you being consistent? So maybe you're gluten-free, but you're gluten-free for like Monday through to Thursday, and then you eat gluten at the weekend, and then you start all over again. And you've never had a period of time where, say, at least 30 days, you've been consistently gluten-free. You just kind of hop on and off. Now, you don't need to be super consistent with that kind of thing for the rest of your life, but in order to make real progress, often you do need a period of time where for like 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, maybe 12 months, you're super strict about it. So I've had a client recently who came to me, her antibodies were really elevated, So meaning she had an autoimmune thyroid condition and her thyroid hormones were a little bit off. So we put her on, so no sugar, no gluten and no dairy, really strict for 3 months. Then we kind of, after that time, we chatted it through. She'd had her test results, her antibodies, her thyroid hormones were looking really good, had gone into the normal range. So she was going to go off and test her antibodies because the NHS, her doctor, sorry, wouldn't do that for her for some reason. I was chatting to her and I was like, look, it might be depending on what your antibodies have said and how they've changed. It might be, you need to be really consistent with this for another 6 months, or you can experiment and introducing. So you don't need to be necessarily consistent about certain things forever, but you do for a period of time. Saying you're dairy free, but actually having dashes of milk or the occasional cow's milk latte every week doesn't mean you're dairy free. That's not consistent. Because what we're talking about here is rarely about the quantity. It's not about how much milk or gluten or sugar or whatever you're having. Well, from food intolerances, let's stick with dairy, gluten, nightshades, eggs, whatever. It's not necessarily about the quantity that you're having. It's about that you are exposing yourself to a potentially inflammatory food. And it doesn't matter how much or how little you're exposing yourself to it, it can be really, really problematic. So if you're saying you're dairy-free, but you have bits of milk in your tea at work, then you're not dairy-free, my friend. And that could still potentially be sabotaging you. I know it doesn't seem like it should matter because like a dash of milk in your tea really is not the be-all and end-all of the world. But when it comes to your gut lining, when it comes to your immune system, when it comes to reducing that inflammation, it might make a difference. So are you being consistent? So those would be the three questions I would ask if you're feeling stuck, if you feel like nothing is working, if you feel frustrated, discouraged, lost and alone. First, I would answer those questions. And then I would encourage you to go back to the basics. So what then do you do? So here would be my four basic things that for me, that if I feeling stuck, if I'm frustrated, to be honest now, if I get stuck and frustrated, I run some private lab tests. Like I just literally find out the data. So that's also an option. Come and work with me. We can run some private lab tests, find out exactly what is happening in your gut, in your thyroid, in your adrenals, in your energy pathways. To be honest, that's what I do nowadays because it's so helpful. But equally, these would be the general foundations that you could implement whether or not you ever work with me. So number one is going back to the basics. The first thing would be food intolerances. They're a really low-hanging fruit. I have yet to meet someone who has some sort of health issue, IBS, hormonal imbalance, low energy, anything like that, who hasn't benefited from discovering if they have food intolerances. Meaning, I haven't met someone who's not in perfect health who hasn't realized, oh, you know what? Wheat makes me bloated. Dairy makes me blocks my sinuses. Sugar isn't great for me. Eggs don't like me. I don't really do that well with nuts, whatever it is. So that would be the first one, and making sure you really do that. So again, not saying you're dairy free, but actually having milk in your tea and coffee, actually going for at least 30 days, being really strict with dairy or gluten or whatever the food that you think is causing you problems. So I have a client at the moment who through various stressful life situations just ended up in a habit of having takeaways. So for her, going back to the basics has just meant going, okay, I'm not going to get 3 or 4 takeaways every week. That is like, I'm going to go back to the basics. I'm just going to focus on whole, real food. And so that's not necessarily around food intolerances, but really going back to the basics can be really beneficial. Okay, so that's the first basic. Number two is refined sugar. If you are really struggling, you can't lose weight, your IBS isn't getting any better, your hormones are not balancing, your skin is a disaster, how much refined sugar are you having in a week? That is one of the first things you really want to start to address, is just how much sugar you're taking. If you really, and if you need help with this or with the food intolerances, I have my Flourish Academy, which you can sign up to at any point. You can start it. It's my 4-week reset program that will help you to ditch the sugar addiction, help you find out your food intolerances, help you to beat the bloat and boost your energy. So you can start that now. It's much cheaper than working with me privately, and it's a great place, a great, great place to really implement these foundations. So if you are stuck, nothing seems to be working, sign up to the Flourish Academy. Really, really helpful. Okay, so then the second basic would be sugar. The third thing, which you're not going to like me for, is alcohol and caffeine. So maybe you're like, yeah, Kezia, I've done the whole dairy-free for 60 days, 30 days. I've got that. I know that information. I know what works for me. But maybe you've never tried being caffeine-free. Or maybe every Friday, every Saturday, every Sunday, maybe every Monday, you're having some sort of alcohol. Or maybe you have a glass of wine every night. Then again, it's worth experimenting. It's worth getting curious and just thinking, is this caffeine helping me? Is this a crutch? Is this supporting me? Is this helping me move forward? And it might be fine. You might be totally fine with caffeine, and that's great. But if you're struggling, if you're feeling stuck, if you feel like you're not making progress, then actually just running those experiments with caffeine, especially things like coffee and tea, like black tea, and alcohol can be really helpful and really help you get to that next level. Because I've had clients that literally have had so much resistance to ditching coffee. And I get it. I love coffee. So I totally understand. But when they actually do it, when they are not having coffee, their belly is better. Their energy is better. They feel better. They don't get the afternoon slumps. They sleep better. Their skin improves. Everything improves. And the same with alcohol. When they stop drinking alcohol, all of a sudden their sugar cravings disappear. They are able to start losing weight. Their hormones might balance, whatever it is. Now, of course, everyone is different. And that's why it's really important that you approach these things with just a gentle curiosity. You might be fine having a couple of glasses of wine at the weekend. It might not affect your weight loss. It might not affect your IBS. It might not affect your hormones. But equally, it might be really affecting them. And you just need to know that information. So that's the third basic. And the fourth basic is looking at your mindset and really focusing in on calming your mind down, like really focusing on supporting your nervous system. And for this, a real basic principle in terms of practical action would be looking at meditation. If you're feeling really stuck, I would really encourage you to commit to 30 days of meditation, doing 10 minutes a day. Start with one of these beginner programs on like the Calm app or the Headspace app or Insight Timer or any, there's tons of meditation apps. Find one that you like. Do a 30-day introductory program. Meditate for 10 minutes a day and see how that shifts your mindset. See how that shifts your nervous system, how you feel, your stress, your sleep. Because we know from research that it's a really powerful thing to do. It's completely free and it can really help in so many areas of your life. So if you're feeling stuck, if you feel like nothing is working, first ask yourself those three questions. Are you being honest with yourself? Are you being strategic and are you being consistent? And then go back to the basics. Go back to really look, figuring out, okay, do you have a food intolerance? How's my relationship with sugar? How much alcohol or caffeine am I taking? And have I ever experimented with ditching them for a period of time and seeing if that helps how I feel? And really focusing on mindset and doing, and a practical way of doing that is just daily meditation. So those would be what I would do when I'm feeling stuck, when I feel like nothing is working, when I am so frustrated that I'm like, oh, this is annoying. That is what I would go back with. And obviously, if you are feeling really stuck and that analogy I used before of stabbing around in the dark and exhausting yourself, trying to Google and clutch at straws, if that's you and you're exhausted with doing that, why don't we hop on the phone and chat? I have a couple of spaces for new clients at the moment. I can always take on, I can only take on probably a couple a month. But if you're the right fit and you're ready, I would love to work with you either over my 4-month program, or I've also just introduced deep dive sessions. So if you're not ready for that deep intensive kind of program, I also am doing offering single sessions as well. So head over to keziahall.com and you'll see the work with me page. Also, you can head over to supernaturallyhealthy.org. All will lead to the same place. Click the work with me button on the menu tab at the top and just take action there. Have a look, see if that's what you're ready for. And then you can click the button and we can book in our 20-minute call. Because I would love to chat to you about it. I'd love to find out where you're at and help you, so that you actually feel like you are making progress. Honestly, it's one of the joys of my job. I love it when I get emails from clients just being like, oh my goodness, I'm actually like making progress and I'm feeling good. And I have started to sleep better or had a painless period or feel less anxious or I've lost weight or whatever it is. That is so exciting. And I know that it can happen with you and you don't need to stay stuck. And there is so much you can do, but it needs to be strategic and it needs to be the right thing for your unique body. And that's when I come in as a holistic nutritionist, is I help to craft that plan so that you're not exhausting yourself by trying to implement every single thing that you read here and there. Okay, I'd love to work with you. Let's hop on the phone and chat. I am a real person. I'm lovely to chat to on the phone. And I also just love chatting with people who listen to the podcast. It's always nice because this is like a one-way conversation. It's always nice to hear your voices, guys. I love hearing from you. If you have any questions about this podcast, you can head over to Instagram or Facebook, both at Supernaturally Healthy. Ask me any questions. I'm here to serve you, to help you, because I want you to heal your bodies, beat the blow, get your energy back so that you can get on with living your awesome life and do some freaking awesome things on this planet. Sending you lots of love.